All right. Hello, everyone. This is Tara Devlin, and this is Tara Buster. You're listening to this live recording. We usually have an intro, but our executive producer, Thomas, is in the hospital. He fell and hit his head, and it might be a good thing. Let's hope that maybe some of those marbles got knocked back into place. I don't know. Hi, Thomas. I'm sure you're watching. I hope you're feeling better. And anyway, let's just get right in. Since I don't have an intro, let me just do a little bit of introduction, a house cleaning kind of deal. This is Tara Devlin. I am the founder of RDTDaily.com. It used to be Republican Dirty Tricks. Now we have rebranded into RDT Daily. And we have some great writers and contributors, including Thomas. We have some great writers and contributors and Thomas. Okay? I'm just kidding. I'm really just teasing him. So I love you, Thomas. So we couldn't do it without you, really. And FYI Nation. He keeps FYI Nation afloat. And so we meet here every Saturday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern, live. For our therapy hour for the resistance. Then we're replayed starting Sunday on Progressive Voices at 6 p.m. or anytime on the Progressive Voices app. And then we're also on GDPR Revolution Radio. Okay, got that out of the way. We're not doing YouTube tonight because Thomas isn't here. So there you go. There is a they we see we don't Thomas is the unsung hero of the show. So we definitely miss him. We. And we, who am I talking about? Me, Francis Jr. over there. There's Tara Jr. in the corner, my other cat, and that's we and Thomas. We put this stuff together every week. And we do it anyway. That's what I say about the resistance. We have to do it anyway. You don't have to, you cannot wait for the perfect conditions. This is just a general observation, a general suggestion in life. You do it anyway. You don't wait. You get out there and do it anyway. So, and that's what we do. That's what I did with Republican Dirty Tricks. I just started it. It grew. I remember when we had 500 people reading. I couldn't believe it. I had 500 people reading Republican Dirty Tricks. I was amazed. And now we have 130,000 people and growing every day. So you just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Anyway, so we're in a world of shit. All right, we could say that because we're online. We're not on regular any broadcast. I try to keep the cursing down, but whatever. Sometimes you just can't help it. And I have to say, all right, so many things to discuss every week. It never ends. The thing that really gets me, and I see that this happens on the right too. Even right wingers love animals, right? I mean, they eat them. I mean, I don't eat animals. I know a lot of people love animals. They eat them. That's fine. Whatever. That's a different discussion right now. I do believe with liberals, normal people, what, even though we eat animals, or I don't eat them personally, but a lot of great liberals that I know eat them, they are concerned about them. They're concerned about their welfare. They don't want to eat the carcass of a tortured animal. They want this animal that is giving their very life for human sustenance to have the most humane existence possible. That's what we do, right? Because we care. And it's also about conservation of the earth, having a healthier place to live, grow, and pass on to our children, right? Republicans don't seem to have that kind of worldview. It's all, I really don't get it, really. I don't get it. So, but with Twitler, reversing President Obama's initiative, I don't know what you call it, his executive order to block the importation of trophies from Africa, of elephant trophies, lions were also included in this. What kind of a sick person? That's your hobby? That's you go out and kill. You see a beautiful, majestic creature, and you take its life for your own purient pleasure. What kind of a sick person is that? And if that's a hobby, we need to really have a discussion. Because why don't you just go and, you know, you like these animals, you like to go on safari, shoot them with the camera. Take a picture of them. Leave them the hell alone, you freak. And the fact that Trump's minions, that's their hobbies? They them standing there with the severed tail of an elephant. You're such a great hunter. The great white hope they are. They're cowards, really. So I see that when I went on Twitler's tweet page, whatever you call it, that he reversed the decision to destroy something that was there, because that's all they're about, destruction, taking. Oh, so now we're, thank you, Twitler. Thank you so much for not destroying something that was already there to protect these animals. Because when I went on Twitler's tweet feed or whatever, I saw that there were a lot of right-wingers on there too, saying, oh, please, Mr. President, which I want to vomit when I say those. But he's not a president. He's a so-called president. Please, Mr. President, please don't reverse this decision. No one. How about that? Just say, thanks, Obama. Thanks again, Obama, for doing something, for making the world a better place. And what do Republicans do? It's like they're like a smash-and-grab gang. That they just come right in. Forget it. Forget dignity. Forget decency. Forget humanity. And so we're supposed to have accolades for this monstrosity now. For his, oh, okay, I will review the decision. So he tweets, let me get the tweet up here. Ugh. I know, right? Of course, he's tweeting about Crooked Hillary as well. It's amazing. So Donald Trump tweets, put the big game trophy decision on hold until such time as I review all conservation facts. Under study for years. Yeah, I know. Right now, mathematicians and all kinds of scientists from NASA to every place to all the universities, they're all crunching these numbers. What does it mean? Shall we chop off the head of lions? Shall we chop their heads off, or shall we, maybe they're just their paws? I don't know. What shall we do? Under study for years. We'll update soon with Secretary Zinke. Thank you. First of all, why? This is how we know we're in trouble, people. Because we have to wait for a decision from the least qualified human being on the planet. Somebody that doesn't have the right to lead a drunken conga line, much less a modern nation. Somebody who, he's going to review it. He shouldn't, the only thing this idiot should be reviewing is maybe a beauty pageant on the boardwalk. He should be reviewing the contestants on the boardwalk. Other than that, why are we allowing this unqualified, treasonous Putin puppet to review anything that has to do with humanity? This is what I'm saying. That's why we're in trouble. This guy did not win. He got less votes. Why are we allowing somebody who received less votes, fewer votes? That's the proper English, to inflict his sickness upon the world. And he is sick. This is a sick person. This is somebody that anybody, you want something under review? You want scientists to review something? Review his mental state. This is a sociopath. And they have reviewed it. He's unfit. this is he's I mean, he's crazy, whatever. He's a greedy sociopath. He's a narcissist. This is a problem. He should not be anywhere near at making any decisions for animals, people, plants, anything that has to do with life, anything life affirming. Why is it so he gets accolades now? So I saw on Greta Van Susteren, he retweeted these things because he likes to get, he needs his constant validation. And that is a part of his narcissism. It's called narcissistic supply. Narcissists need to be consistently validated. That is I actually wrote an article about this on RDT Daily. It was part of let me just look quickly. Because I already did the reason. I should have had the thing up there, but I'm trying to remember which one. Oh, okay. Here it is. It's in the article that is called After Asia Trip, White House Assures Us Trump's Energy is on Par with Autocrats Everywhere. Because if you saw that press conference where he was drinking the water, and he had dry mouth. There's rumor that the reason he had such dry mouth was because he is on Adderall. And that was, of course, I mean, it makes sense. Think about it. He thinks it's such an, it's hardly anybody can go 12 days. I guess I know the feeling. I can't go 9 months with this idiot. Who could go 12 days? 12 minutes, my God. At least Melania is getting a stipend, you know? What are we getting but gray hair? So he is it's actually part of authoritarianism where I'm not the first one to point it out, obviously, and I won't be the last, but it's this concerted effort by everybody that surrounds Twitler to make him seem physical like a Superman. And that's one of the tactics of authoritarianism. And and they're all in on it. And that's how we need to be very, we need not slack on our resolve. We must continuously get out in the streets and resist this fascist bastard at every turn, everywhere, because he is a fascist. He's an autocrat. And as we know, just who the hell, who he admires, he's a crook too. That's another thing is one of the other characteristics of fascism is corruption. So, I mean, look at the whole Trump brand. He's a grifter. He's a con man. No legitimate bank would give Twitler a loan. So that is why he had to go in bed with Russian oligarchs. This is why he won't ever criticize Putin, because not only does he have a PP tape on him, he's in hock to him. He's in hock, and he's so greedy. He has absolutely no integrity. So that's all he wants. And part of his narcissistic supply is the greed of just continuously filling that empty soul of his with stuff. And there will never be enough stuff. Even the presidency, it doesn't matter. He's not in it for altruism. He's not in it to make America great. He's not in it for the dumbasses who voted for him. He's in it for himself. He's like a parasite leeching off the world, and we just allow him to get away with it. That's the thing that gets me crazy. Why? Because we have respect for the presidency. We're allowing the most unqualified human being to ever get anywhere near the halls of power. to accidentally or on purpose, we're allowing that person to make a mockery of everything that the founders fought a revolution to entrust to us, because we have respect for the office. So I went to Trump Tower yesterday, believe it or not. I live in New York City. I was walking to get my hair cut, and I used the Starbucks app on my phone, and I was like, oh, I was going to get a cup of tea before I go into my, get my hair cut. And the nearest place was Trump Tower, just coincidentally, whatever. I went in there. I did not realize that the Starbucks was actually inside Trump Tower, but I got there, and it's obviously completely locked down. There's barriers everywhere. There's cops decked out in full military gear from head to toe with M16s, cinder blocks. You have to go through security just to get into, to go to the Starbucks there. And it's up the escalator where we've all seen the escalator now that he came down to announce that he's, you know, a racist pig, and Mexicans were bringing, well, that wasn't that one. I'm not sure. Maybe that was, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's kind of, you would recognize it if you went there. But all I thought was, all of this for him? For that thing? For the worst person to ever walk the earth? I mean, there's been a lot of bad people walking the earth. There's been a lot of morons. There's been a lot of evil people on this planet. There's been a lot of grifters. But in our short history, have we ever had somebody so unqualified, so unfit? And here we are, just playing along with it. Why? Oh, well, it's an insult to the people who voted for him. Well, guess what? He didn't win. He got less votes. So it's an insult to me and every other normal human being that did not vote for him. All over this country, all over the world, the entire world hates us now. It proves that democracy is a tenuous, very fragile thing that needs to be protected. But it's not protected by just pretending there's nothing wrong. You don't just put your head in the sand and go along, hail to the chief and whatnot, because, oh, you respect the office, not the man. Does Twitler respect the office? Show me where he's respected the office. Now, he certainly enjoys the accolades. I'm sure he enjoys getting all those salutes, even though he doesn't deserve it, because he's a bone spur patriot, right? He enjoys all the, you know, flying around on Air Force One, having those rallies with the idiots who voted for him. But does he respect the office? He doesn't respect the people who live here. I mean, let me think. There's this, I'm just looking it up. I should have got this ready. Because, you know, Danica Rome, who won her seat. It's not a Senate seat. It's a local race. Danica Rome. Just looking it up. She, as we know, most people who are watching this, we're pretty aware. We're pretty politically engaged, so we understand. So she won her, I'm trying to see where it was the Danica Rome, I'm not sure, the legislator. I couldn't remember what the seat was, the name of the seat she actually won, but it doesn't really matter unless somebody can show me on the feed. Thanks everybody for hanging out. I see you. So, okay. Anyway, my point was, it's not even about what Danica Rome, the seat that she's actually taking, but she ran against a guy that introduced the bathroom bill against transgendered people. And on one of the interviews that I saw, perhaps you saw it as well, they asked her if you had any messages for your opponent who you unseated. What would it be? And this was a person that would not even give her the dignity as a fellow human. He did not. He called her by the wrong gender pronoun. He would not meet her and debate her. He disrespected her on all levels, including targeting her through his powers of legislation. So she said to the interviewer that he was now one of her constituents. So she would be focusing on the issues of her community, like this traffic problem that they had. And that's how she ran. And I was really impressed. Now, imagine Twitler. Now, guess what? Hillary Clinton is one of his constituents. How dare he constantly refer to her as Crooked Hillary? Does he really think that by calling Hillary Clinton Crooked Hillary, that we're not on to him, that he's as crooked as a whatever, right? You know, he's as crooked as, I mean, I'm trying to think of a good whatever. He's crooked as, it doesn't matter. This guy's a crook. He's a grifter. He's a treasonous bastard. His greed makes him a useful idiot. He's selling us out. He's not just selling out us financially. He's selling out the entire notion of liberal democracy. That's it. It's done. It doesn't matter. As long as he gets and his heirs get the fruits of all our labors, ultimately, how many people died to create this thing that we call America, as flawed as she is? She has a lot of good things too. We have a lot of things to be commended in our founding documents, although we've yet to really live up to them, but we've been working on it, right, as we do. And we might as well just put on the brakes to a screeching halt, because Trump is all the, this is what I think of all the time, all the people that are dead, that died at Gettysburg, all the people that stormed Normandy, all the people that gave their lives to ensure that we would have liberal democracy. They must be spinning in their graves at the notion of a Donald Trump who is surrounded, who got into office by treason, and who is surrounded by traitors, who stacked his administration with traitors and looked the other way. And this is why obviously not everybody's going to be as liberal as me, as normal as me. I mean, I'm normal. This is what I think. I have the ability. I mean, I have my flaws. We all do. I mean, I'm normal in the sense that I have the maturity to function in a free democratic society of 320 million diverse people. I don't get afraid, when somebody is not exactly like me. In fact, I like that. I think that's kind of interesting. I believe that our strength is our diversity. And one of the good things about our recent election, this latest wave of Democrats coming into office, was their diversity. That's the best part of America. When we elected Barack Obama, I couldn't believe it, because I was like, wow, this racist ass country actually did something that was commendable. We're going one step forward and two steps back, though, it feels. Because, well, on some level, I hope, this is when I'm really in a good mood, I feel, or an optimistic mood, I think, okay, well, this is their last gasp, right? And every movement, every action has a reaction. Every movement has a backlash. The women's movement, the gay rights movement, the any movement. Whenever throughout history, whenever we have moved forward, we have met with opposition. And, you know, white, straight white males are losing their privilege, I suppose. They feel very scared about that. So, because what, I mean, if they didn't have their privilege, this is why I guess they're so afraid. I mean, we would all find out how inadequate they truly are. If they actually have to meet people squarely and fairly on the field of ideas or whatever and abilities, then the truth is out. They'd be exposed for being pretty inadequate because I mean, look at Twitler. Look at Don Jr. He's an ignoramus like his father, but he's rich. He was born into wealth, thinking that he deserves it, that he did something special to get it. But he has absolutely no gratitude for it, and he's completely delusional like his father. Just because you're able to slap your name on a building that you don't even own, because that's where Twitler had to go. Because that's why he's a crook. He's bankrupt so many times and he's such a bad investment. And the other thing was that he doesn't pay people. He doesn't pay his contractors. He's a crook. So the only thing he had left was his name. And because he had that deal with NBC on The Apprentice, where he played a successful businessman on TV, which is why these idiots think, because they don't know, you know, they hate Hollywood so much, but they run an actual reality TV star as their standard bearer. I mean, it's cuckoo. So, but that's why he couldn't get a legitimate loan. No actual bank would lend to him because they wouldn't get it back. So he went to this because he's so greedy. And he's such a crook that what does he care? He does not care that how people got their money. What he believes is if somebody's rich, it's that old Calvinist idea that they're somehow better. And guess what, everyone? That is the very system that the founders fought a revolution to escape, right? They were students of the liberal age of enlightenment, and they were like, and because of the liberal age of enlightenment, where the notion of the fact that we didn't need a king, like, what is this? Why would we have, what is this intergenerational aristocracy bullshit? We need a system that represents and protects and works for all of the people. Not just those that were born into wealth and passed on wealth to their heirs. But that's the system Republicans are putting back in place. There's no doubt about it. There is no getting around it. Here it is, right in our face. Plural. Because they hate democracy. I've said it every single show. I'm going to say it again. Republicans hate democracy. It's not really Republicans. You can call a Republican, it's conservatism. A conservative rose by any name stinks. You can call it you can call it Republican, you can call it whatever. You can call it a Tory, you can call it, it's conservatism. They're the enemies of democracy. They may say they love America, but they really are confused by it. And they don't care. I mean, it's really about winning to them. That's why it doesn't matter that they don't deserve to be squatting in the White House, that they could take the Supreme Court seat that we elected Barack Obama to elect and nominate someone, and that they could take that instance and completely usurp the will of the people. They have never worked for the will of the people, and they will insert somebody who is completely on there, who just is an agent of the oligarchy, and that's Neil Gorsuch, who is, and I will say it all the time, and we need to continuously say this, he is a man without honor. Neil Gorsuch, man without honor. If he had any honor, he would have declined that invitation to participate in that judicial coup against the people of the United States. So, but here we are. And I'm not taking a break. I usually do a break because I don't have Thomas tonight. We're just doing it live, people. And any minute that Tarabuster is going to come off the screen, I bet you. I don't know what it is. It's just a YouTube movie that plays. That's how it's up there. And for some reason, it just craps out every week. Maybe somebody can send me an email, send me a message, say, hey, this is how you fix it. I'm waiting for it to crap out. It's still up there. Anyway, this is Tara Devlin, in case you're just joining us. I am the little creator of that delightful website known as RDT Daily, formerly known as Republican Dirty Tricks. We do our Tarot Buster every week here at FYI Nation. And now we're on Facebook Live. We are replayed on Progressive Voices anytime on the Progressive Voices app or GDPR Revolution Radio. So in case you're just joining us. And I'm trying to stick to different topics. I'm probably not doing it a very good job. I kind of go on tangents. I wanted to talk. There's so many things to talk about, but it goes by so fast, and it's already been a half hour, and I'm like looking at the clock, shaking my head. But I wanted to bring up we talked about the Trump and the big game trophies taking away the we should thank him for not destroying something that Obama put in place to make the world a better place, you know. But the reason I want to bring it up again is because that's Republicans for you. Now, as I was saying, that Republicans, they are also, I see when you go on Twitler's feed, on his Twitter feed, regarding this big game decision that we all have to wait for, that Greta Van Susteren is thanking him, and Piers Morgan writes, boom, thank you, Mr. President. Trophy hunting is a repellent. What do you mean, boom? I mean, what? Boom. What he should say is, thanks, Obama, and no thanks, Trump, for toying with us like a cat plays with a mouse. That this is why does the entire globe have to be at the mercy of this moron? And then these idiots they validate that manipulation. He needs to be stopped. The entire Republican Party needs to be stopped, legally and peacefully, of course, but not given praise for not being. And first of all, he hasn't even. He says he's reviewing it. So, whatever. He's not reviewing anything. He's trying to get a reaction, and he's getting it. And he's getting what he wants. So he's retweeting all this praise. But Republicans are no friend. They're no friend to people, the earth, plants, minerals, animals. No friend at all. These are sick people. So, for instance, what is the Republican remedy for instances of animal abuse on factory farms? And like we were saying, even when liberals eat meat, that they eat animals or whatever, they want the animal to have to live in a little bit of a dignity, have some dignity. Don't abuse the animal. It's terrible. It's horrific. And what the Republican remedy for these abuses is make it illegal to videotape the abuses on factory farms. So don't think a Republican, oh, because this idiot says, oh, well, let's not, let's review bringing in these big game trophies, the heads of these beasts that have more value, that have given more to this planet than any Trump could ever muster in 1,000 lifetimes. But the, you know, let's, there's nothing to praise there. It's all, there's no reason to get all excited. Oh, boom, thank you. But the Republicans, that's their remedy. So they, so, and of course they're at the beck and call of ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is a fascist organization that gives their fascist puppets in Congress legislation. They don't even, they've been caught not changing the name on the legislation, just copying and pasting this legislation from this group that is just, is a corporate, that's working for the corporate takeover of America, which is the definition of fascism. So they have their puppets in Congress introduce these bills. And one of the bills is, okay, factory farm abuse, animal abuse, make it illegal to videotape. They call it ag gag. And in, where is it? In, well, you know, we had a victory is what I'm trying to say. In Utah, the animal rights activists have won. They went to court to get the ag gag law, get rid of it. And that's why Republicans hate the courts. And it's that, along with fascists, all fascists hate the courts. That's why he's putting the most unqualified people. He's doling out positions of power into lifetime appointments for people that you wouldn't put in charge of a Blockbuster video store, okay? Much less a, and I know that Blockbuster is out of business. You wouldn't even give them a job putting pencils crates together in a factory. You wouldn't, these people are unqualified nut jobs like this other guy, Talley, who his only, what's his name? Brett Talley. His only qualification is that he's married to a White House lawyer, but he forgot to report it. But so when the animal rights activists went to court and they won in Utah, but for this was law for years. So for about 4 years, the Republican law stood. So animal abuse and factory farms, forget it. You weren't allowed, if you videotaped in a factory farm, if you were working there, if you went undercover to expose the abuses. It's like that book, The Jungle. That's what they're trying to stop. When people got a window into the world of what was going on in these factory farms, the whole meat industry changed in the early 30s. So that's what they want to stop. Because they don't care. What do they care? Now, another instance with Chris Christie, he vetoed a law that 90% of his constituents said no to just these pig gestation crates with these sows who are smarter than dogs. I mean, it's terrible that they can't even turn around. It's just a torture chamber. And so the legislature, along with the people, said no, we don't. And they're like in England and whatnot, these things are illegal already. They're completely illegal. But of course, Christie, you know, he stands on the side of gestation crates. And there's other instances where, and he vetoed the law. That's what happened. And hopefully they'll, you know, they'll do something about it now that he's gone. But in the meantime, it's what does it say about us as people? That's what it really, it says more about the human race than it does about, oh, well, it says a lot. It says everything you need to know about Republicans. So they don't care. They would crush a kitten. Like, we had this conversation before here in New York. They had a thing where two kittens were caught on a track, and it was during one of the mayoral campaigns where the different candidates were weighing in because rush hour came to a halt because there were two kittens on a track. And everybody was pissed off, but then they found out that there were kittens, and everybody's like, oh, yes, well, now we understand. We don't just run over kittens in New York. Of course, you would save the kittens. But the Republican – see, there goes the thing. It went off. The Republican candidate – I'm just going to shut it off – was siding on the side of running over the kittens. There you go. I mean, you cannot make this thing up. Run over kittens. Let me just put that in because I'm trying to remember the guy's name. In New York. It's one of these real idiots. New York. I mean, they're all idiots. Yeah, kittens to blame for. Oh, yeah, here it is. Loyola. Mayoral. Hopeful Joe Loyola would have certainly let curiosity or a racing subway kill the kittens. As frisky felines, Arthur and August recuperated Friday from peril on an open-air stretch of the B line, B and Q lines near Church Avenue in Brooklyn, former MTA chairman said he would have saved the strap hangers from agitation before he saved the kittens. From danger. I mean, these people, they're so gross, right? You run over a kitten, gotta get to work, can't have any human dignity, gotta run, I'd run over your mother holding a basket of kittens. And they are, metaphorically, running over us, and that's what they are. So, all right, we only have, 15 minutes left. I should only pick two topics or something, I think. All right, what do I talk about? Roy Moore or Jeff Sessions, whatever. Anyway, whatever. Let's talk about Roy Moore a little bit because I wanted to say there is no comparison. Okay, Roy Moore versus Al Franken. You know, the Republican Party, the so-called party of personal responsibility, they really need to change their motto to – I know you are, but what am I? They are. I mean, first of all, we know that it's a little suspicious with this Al Franken that what's the guy's name? One of the Trump minions knew he teased that there was some info coming out about Al Franken. So it makes me wonder. They're not stupid. Republicans, they know how to play the press, and they know how to play this game because they don't have anything in reality worthy of boasting about. They have no victories. Trickle down does not trickle on us. And that's another story. Why trickle? Do we hate ourselves that much? Trickle down? Trickle down, like it can't be a deluge. It can't be a wave. It's a trickle. You can't even quench your thirst on a trickle. So that's how much we hate ourselves as the working class. The working class makes this thing go around, people. It's not about, supply side economics. And Republicans say, oh, well, a rising tide raises all boats. Guess who's the rising tide, though? They have the metaphor, like everything in life. They have that metaphor exactly backwards. We are the tide. We're the people that keep this going. If they want to go Galt, get the fuck out. Go. Go Galt already. Go. What are you waiting for? Please go Galt. Go on a desert island. Get away. Take your Koch brothers, all of them. Koch brothers, Mercer family. Go the Galt already. Go Galt. Get out of here. We don't need you. Oh, well, oh, you jobs, creating jobs. They don't create anything. What do the Koch brothers do? They are benefiting from a rigged system. Their father passed on money. Their father made a deal with Stalin and put money into these two idiots' pockets. And they're using their ill-gotten gain to what? Rape the earth more? Kill us faster? Make it less inhabitable? And make it so that after we work our entire life destroying the earth for them, that we don't have a retirement, that there is no human dignity, nothing. I mean, really, these people, they really are delusional. They have no idea about this is an interconnected thing we got going on. So they're not the rising tide. They're nothing. They're like a yacht sitting on the tide. You know, it's like we're the tide, and they're in their little yacht having a big damn party with a bunch of hookers. We're not invited to the party. We're the damn water. We're doing all the work. We're making it beautiful for these idiots. You know, but it's about time we got, you know, when the sea gets a little angry, then the wave comes. Enough is enough. We could topple that damn yacht right over. And all those idiots come tumbling out. They can't live without us. And that's the truth. We need to know that. And that's why they have to keep us divided. Divide and conquer. That's another reason I can't stand Republicans. They're so stupid. They fall for the oldest tricks in the book constantly. So with Roy Moore, so now we get to the point where Republicans, it doesn't matter, you're a pedophile. They have absolutely no qualms about putting a pedophile into the Senate. You know, this government that our founders fought a revolution to entrust to us, that it should be a privilege to serve in. You know, they hate government, though. You know, that's the other thing. They hate government so much. Government is the problem. It should be a privilege to serve the people of the United States. You know, but because they make it, they sort of like to talk about what a privilege it is for us to die for them, us to put on a uniform and run into a building or whatever. It sure is a privilege for us to give our lives for this government that our founders fought a revolution to entrust to us. That's what they want us to believe, right? So if it's such a privilege to put on a uniform and go kill for them, then shouldn't it be a privilege for them to get to put on their monkey suit and go represent us? We the people? How could you say government is the problem? That's why, you know, we organize ourselves into government. If you think government is the problem, you're the problem. You are the problem because they don't like the government our founders fought a revolution to entrust to us, because they like oligarchy. They like it when wealth is concentrated in the hands of a few. That's what they're saying. Of course they think government is the problem. It's not government that's the problem. What they really hate is democracy. So, you know, they like government just fine as long as it's working for them, as long as it's rigging the game for them. But if they get a little bit, you know, if we have a little bit of the pie, they give us a little crumb, then, you know, we're a taker. That's a taker for you. That's, hey, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. What do you expect? Government in your lives, Trump says, we don't worship government. We worship God, right? But that's not, I mean, who the hell worships government? We don't worship it. It doesn't mean we worship government when we want something to function. You know, they don't even worship, they worship government. They don't even worship God at all. They worship none of it. They worship the unholy dollar. They worship themselves. They have absolutely no respect for government or God. Because if they did, would they put a pedophile in the Senate? I mean, that's very confusing to me. Pedophiles are the most vilified of all humanity. To take advantage of the innocent, to destroy the lives of the innocent for your own Purian pleasure. I mean, it does sound, it sounds like the entire Trump brand, but right. So I guess why am I so confused, right? Because that's them. That's who they are. But they put Roy Moore in. Oh, because he's anti-abortion, right? He's not like these Democrats who are pro-abortion, you know? But here's the truth. If you don't like abortion, then vote Democratic, because abortions actually go down under Democratic policies. And that is a proven mathematical fact. And that's why I can't stand Republicans again, because they're so stupid. They fall for it all the time. Are you so ignorant? They really think that math is rigged against them. That numbers, oh, well, that's a liberal plot. You know, I mean, I guess they're so, I don't know what they get. What do they get from it? I guess it's their tribal mentality or something. But if you don't like abortion, then vote Democratic. I mean, who likes abortion? I don't want to see somebody have to go through that. But I don't want to inject my personal views on somebody. I would rather they have options where you have a universal health care, universal higher education, and a functioning, economically vibrant middle class where you have choices, where you, if you find yourself pregnant and you don't have to worry, how am I going to pay for this child? Here we have a society, we would have a society that actually cultivates the children, that cultivates family. That's what Republicans, they're all about family, right? No, they're not. What they're really about is patriarchy. That's what they're about. Because they don't care about abortion. If they really cared about abortion, they'd vote Democratic. They would vote for the policies that limited the numbers of abortion. But it's about controlling women, and we know that. And that's why Roy Moore, oh, why now? So Al Franken comes out, this picture comes out. Let me say, it's Al Franken and Roy Moore. They're not the same. Al Franken's not abusing children. He's not stalking 14-year-olds. He's not going and trolling them in their trig classes. All right? So he took a picture of somebody. He's not even touching her. I have pictures. I wish I had got them out. Because it reminded me of a picture of myself. I was the victim or whatever of, you know, when I was younger, and you know, that's, it's like friends goofing off, and you know, we were drunk and they took some pictures. It was all for fun, whatever. I don't know the whole situation with this woman, but it is not the same as Al Franken wasn't going around trolling somebody in a classroom. He wasn't using his power as a district attorney to intimidate victims of sexual assault. So maybe he made a pass at this lady. I don't know the whole story. That's the story. He kissed her during rehearsal. She didn't like it. She was disgusted. And then she saw a picture later where he was goofing off, pretending to grab her breasts. He wasn't grabbing her breasts. Yes, it's annoying. It is intrusive. But it is not the same as Roy Moore being a serial pedophile that has affected the lot. Apparently some of the of Roy Moore's victims, a woman has had years of problems, tried to commit suicide. I mean, that's what happens when you're abused as a child. So I don't want to hear that, and the other thing is these evangelicals, whatever they are, I don't know what they are. They're hypocrites. These are the same people that Jesus would have thrown out of the temple. So you don't protect children because you want a Supreme Court justice. I mean, this is what they're saying. It's like, and it just, it really just validates exactly what I'm saying, that Republicans, it's not about democracy. They hate democracy. They hate it. they want a theocracy. They want a, it's, you know, as long as their people are at the top, they wouldn't mind if, in fact, they have done surveys that if Trump had to cancel the election, that they would, you know, they would be cool with that because, you know, by a state of emergency, because as their guys in there, that's why they were so after Barack Obama constantly. They wanted to impeach him. There was zero indictments in the Obama administration. We are coming out of 9 months in the Twitler administration, and it's a nonstop investigations, and of course, well, they're being persecuted, right? Well, why is it always the Republicans are such professional victims? I mean, they never look in the mirror and say, you know, why would everybody be after it? Oh, it's because we love Jesus? I wish they loved Jesus. I wish they loved America. I really do. Then maybe we wouldn't have this problem. If, you know, if they really loved America, they wouldn't stack it with treasonous Putin puppets. They wouldn't allow Putin to manipulate the election. They wouldn't be giving a no-bid contract to former KGB agents to man our embassy in Russia. Think about that. I mean, that is off the chart treason. They wouldn't allow somebody like Gorsuch to get in there by hook or by crook. They wouldn't play those dirty tricks. And that's why I call it Republican dirty tricks, you know? If only we were at a loss for Republican dirty tricks. There's constant, it never stops. There's always a Republican dirty trick around the corner. I mean, day after day after day. So when you say that, when they say they hate government, this is what you need to hear. When Republicans say they hate government, what they really hate is democracy. Remember that. It's not government they hate. They like government just fine. They like the handouts. They like the freebies for themselves. They like the way government can be manipulated and funneled more and more to the top. They like the way they can manipulate government to block people from voting, to limit democracy, to really dragging us back to times best left in the dung heap of history that we thought we overcame. Rolling back progress. That's why they like government. They like it because it allows their privilege is maintained. When they maintain their privilege, we won't find out just how inadequate they truly are and how unfit they are to function in a democracy, in a free democratic society that they pretend, that they can only pretend to love. So, and I'm sure next week is going to be another week of horrors and abomination. But do not get discouraged. I'm begging you, please. We need each other. I need you to keep doing what I do. Thomas needs you. He needs your thoughts and prayers for Thomas, everyone, in the hospital. Please don't fall down, Thomas. What the hell? So, and we need each other. We will get through this. We will make this world a better place. And that's how you know you're on the right track, because there's a resistance. They are giving us resistance. If we were not making any progress, there would be no resistance. Think about that. Really, it's true. So that's the telltale sign that we are making a difference, that they are. There's a reaction to it, and we'll get through it. It will pass, but we have to make sure that not only do we get rid of Twitler, but legally and peacefully, we get rid of all of the filthy Republicans who enabled him and who are after this democracy. So, and we get it back. We work our asses off and get it back. And that's the gift we can give to the next generation, that we did do something when we were confronted by fascism. We didn't just stand by and go along. All right. My name is Tara Devlin. I got like 15 seconds left. I want to thank you all for hanging out. It was fun. It was great. I enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed it too. Send me an email or whatever. Message me at RDT Daily. Remember, we stick together. We win.